We're going to finish what we began yesterday, Be'ezah Hashem. A tiny, tiny little bit of a chatzi kezayis of what the mezuzah is by tasting from the Likutei Halachos of Rabbi Nelson after having spent so much time learning about the mitzvah of mezuzah, the halachos of mezuzah. To understand at least an al-madrega what the inyan of mezuzah is. We were learning yesterday that Rabbi Nelson bases this upon a Torah that's printed at the end of Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nachman says that a person has to accustom himself lahargilus atzmoy liyos b'olam haba, to accustom himself to living in Olam Haba. What does that mean? And we learned that a person can easily forget the tachlis of his life, can forget that the ikkar of life is not this world, but the world beyond this world. And beyond doesn't mean somewhere, someplace over the rainbow with 100,000 years, but it means the world of Hashem Echad. And by Yom Ahu Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad, and the Tachlis of Ki Kulam Yedu Oisi means while a person is alive in this world, to remember Hashem Zbarach. And therefore, it's a question of where's the Kviyas Dir, where's the Ikad Dir of a person? Is the Ikad Dir of a person in this world, or is the Ikad Dir of a person in the next world? And we saw in Tanakh in many places that building a home, a permanent dwelling place in this world, is altogether an odd thing. If a person understands that the permanent dwelling is not this world, but the world of Hashem Echad, then what's the point of building such a house? Nevertheless, of course we do. And that's why at the opening of that house, at the Pesach of our homes in this world, we place the mezuzah, we place the Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, and we try as much as possible to make the house a house of Olam Haba, an Olam Haba Dika house, based Torah, based Tefillah, based Vada Chachamim. The Chachma Yivana Bayis, we learned, should be a bias l'Hashem, and that the mezuzah is that way of remembering and not forgetting oneself in this world and not losing himself by making a kriyas of life in this world, but rather remembering that the kriyas is the shai olamis, the 310 homes, so to speak, that are waiting for the tzaddikim in the world to come. And that's called true Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, since Machlokes is the world outside of the house, outside of the home, outside of the person's house, outside of that world of Hashem Echad, everybody is Mechulik, everybody has his own way, his own thoughts, his own feelings, his own goals and objectives. That's the Bechina of Machlokes. And Hashem's Baruch said that if you're building homes in this world, they have to be homes, A, of Torah and Tefillah, it should be a Bayis L'Hashem, Yichud Hashem. And B, by the home being a home of Yichud Hashem, a place in which you remember why you're here, that the reason that you're here is because of Hashem Echad, because of Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh, then you will not get lost in the machlokes of the world outside your home, nor will you allow the machlokes to creep into your home, but rather you will remain clear when entering the home and touching the mezuzah and looking at the mezuzah and reminding yourself of the shai olamis, the 310 worlds beyond this world, the 310 worlds that the tzaddikim help us build while being in this world, through inspiring us and teaching us and guiding us and reminding us to focus on that little parsha that's sitting on our doorposts. so we won't get lost in the machlaikas of the world outside, then we'll remain connected to the world of Shalom Bayis. Ayis Dalit. That's where we're up to. The Zed Bechina Shem Shin Dalit Yud Sheba Mezuzah. One of the great discussions in this Svarim, it's what's the inyan of the name of Hashem, Shin Dalit Yud, that's placed outside on the outside of the mezuzah. What's the Shin Dalit Yud? Aisi is Shai, Shin Yud, Dalit. Shin Yud, Dalit. What does that mean? Shin Yud, Shem Chinas Hashai Olamis. Shin Yud is 310. Those are the 310 worlds that the tzaddikim build and that we must build for ourselves with the help of the tzaddikim in the world to come. That's the Shin Yud. Shem Shashua Olam Haba, which is the delight of the world to come. Shetzrichin Shemisham Yeh Binyan Habayis Kanal. That if we're building homes in this world, our homes have to be built in such a way that they correspond or lead to the 310 homes or worlds of the world to come. So that's Shin Yud. Why that number? It's not for now, but that's Shin Yud. Dalad, what's Dalad? Dalad, he b'chinas Dalad de'echad. Shu b'chinas shalom v'achdus, shenas me'machloikis, shehi gam ken b'chinas Dalad. All machloikis, the Maral writes about this in many places, all division, all dispersion, confusion is symbolized by the letter Dalad, or the number four. Because four means Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, the four corners, four directions. And therefore, when we daven for Geula, we daven that Hashem should Yikabis Nidachem, when we Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz, that He should gather us in from the four corners of the world. Yikabis Nidachem, when we Arba Kanfei Sa'aretz. Because four means the four different directions. It means separation, and that's why there are four kingdoms of Golas. The four Malchias of Golas. Of Bavel, Paras, Yavan, and Rome, Edom. The four Golas, the four kingdoms of Golas that are at odds with the four letters of Hashem's name, which we learned in the famous Maimer from the Bnei Sosser Chanukah, which is why Mashiach comes from Yehuda, since Yehuda has the letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with a Dalet enclosed in it. Because by Yomahu Yashem Echad Ushmoy Echad, and therefore all four corners of existence, four means separation, division, will be brought back into the Shem Hashem. Therefore, Yehuda, which is the only Sheva that has the Shem Havaya in it, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Koyach of redemption, of David HaMelech, who comes from Yehuda, and David's name itself consists of two Dalads, the Dalad, the four of Golas, and then the four of redemption being brought back in. So Yehuda has the Dalad being brought back into the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei to repair the damage of the four Galiyas, or the four exiles. So all Machlaikis is symbolized by Dalad. We were talking about this a little bit Shalashudas, that Torah that we learned from the Tzaddik from Kosin, based upon the Blujivas Torah, the Tzilat Tzaddik. And the letter Dalet itself is a Delis, is a door. of either leaving or coming in. Galus means going out, the door. Geula means everything, everybody and everything coming back into the, in, through the door of Geula, which are the two dalets of David's name. Going out and coming in. And that's why the mezuzah is placed by the delas. Hashem Echad is placed by the door, the place of coming and going. So Rav Nosson explains that Dalad Hibachinus Hashem, Dalad de Echad, it's the Dalad in the word Echad, the big Dalad, Shul Bachinus Shalom Va'achta Shinasim Amachleik, Shigam Kim Bachinus Dalad, which means making peace. Out of the machlaikis, which is Dalad. B'chinas Arba Ruchais, the four directions, east, west, north, and south, the four directions. Ki ka'arba ruches ha-shamayim pirasti eschem, it says in Pasuk, I have dispersed you with the four ruchais, the four directions of the world. That's where we've been scattered and sent in galus. Umisham binyan hashay eilamis. How do we make for ourselves homes? Now that we've been dispersed, we've been sent out of Yerushalayim, out of Eretz Yisrael. How do we build for ourselves the shay eilamis? We're so far away from Beis Hamikdash, we're so far away from Geula and so on, from that clarity, from the behirus of Geula. So what's going to be with the Shai Eilemus? So wherever we are in Golus, we have to try to make Shalom. There has to be Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis means, of course, between one Jew and another Jew, between a husband and a wife, parents and children and so on, Shalom Bayis. Shalom always means taking many and making it into one. That's what Shalom is. You have a lot and you make it into one. With this machlekes, you could have one Jew that is an Ashkenaz, the other Jew is a Sfat. You have a Jew that's a Chassid, the other Jew is not a Chassid. And on the surface, it appears that we have four different directions. Only a person who remembers Hashem Echad and who lives with the mezuzah knows that the underlying unity of God means that beneath the surface of this Ashkenazi and this Svadi, of this Chassid and this Misnagid, whatever he calls himself, but underneath all of that, it's all Hashem Echad. Of Echad Lukulon, there's one Father. But every Jew is Mamish, there's no Machloikis, every Jew is the same. Machloikis takes place and you get lost outside of the house, in that world of separation and the Arba Golius, you get lost. So you think that because this Jew davens Burich and this one says Baruch and the other one says Baruch, that it means that we're totally different. I can't talk to the guy because he says Burich and you say Baruch, so I can't talk to the guy. Because this one wears a black yarmulke, this one's a nitty gown, this one's a hat, this one wears fur, this one doesn't wear any hat at all, doesn't wear any yarmulke at all. So no shaykhis to him. All of that is from the Arba Golius. It's from the world of machlaikis, the separation. And underneath is Hashem Echad, is the Dalad of Hashem Echad. So to build the 310 Eilmas, when we're living in Eilam Hazah, which by definition is Eilam Hazah is a world of separation, where we don't see Hashem clearly. To build the Shai Eilmas, to remember that everything is Hashem, we look at the mezuzah. So we build the 310 eilamis of Eilam Haba. Yedesha Eisen Shalom Va'achdus Ben Amachloikes. The Kailin Amiachdin Kol Ha'arba Ruchais Rebechinus Dalad De'echad. The way we make Shalom and Achdus out of the Machloikes is by bringing all four corners directions back into the Dalad of Echad, which means Shemaminin Shekol ha'arba ruchais ha'olam. It means by strengthening all the time our emuna. That even though when we look, we see four different directions. And as a result of that, we see kol ha'chiluk ha'deis, we see so many different opinions and ways and thoughts and views and so on. Kol ha'chiluk ha'deis shebehem, kulam shavim al makim echad, all return to their one source. Limakor achdusa yisbarach, to the source of Hashem's oneness, shubchinas dalad de echad, which is the dalad, everything coming back to the dalad of echad. It's instead of it wandering off on its own, it's brought back to Hashem's name. Everything becomes one. So the Dalad returns to Hashem, which is the Inyan of David. Dalad, Vav, Dalad. Ki ha-machlokes u-bechinas abar ruchas ha-olam. Because machlokes means the four directions of the world. Shekol echad nimshach letzidai. Each person is drawn in a different direction. Zel yamin, zel asmal. This to the right, this person to the left. Zel mizrach, and so on to the east and to the west. Ubeemes, sheresh machloikis ukuliachdus. As I said before, beneath the machloikis, beneath the apparent separation that you see, everything is really achdus, everything is really Hashem echad. Yesheresh kol machloikis bigdushu machloikis etanayim v'amiroim. If we look at machloikis, holy machloikis, what's machloikis of kedusha? When you learn a blank gemara, and every page of the gemara, and every mishnah, there are machloikis in between tanoim, and then in the gemara machloikis in between amaroim. And when you learn, all of learning is built in such a way. The learning wasn't given in such a way of just stating a fact. One, thus is thus. This is what it is. Learning, all of our learning. And this is uniquely Jewish. The world doesn't study this way. The world doesn't study this way. We study this way. And when the world looks at us, they think we're out of our minds. And when a person is introduced to learning Mishnah and Gemara, he doesn't know what to make out of this. Learning, everything's machlokes. It's machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. It's machlokes Rabbi Meir Chacham. It's machlokes then between the Rambam and the Ravid, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, machlokes. There's so much fighting that goes on in every Mishnah, in every Gemara, every halacha. So say, so what's the halacha? So well, the halacha, but Rav Moshe holds like that, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds like that. So a person who's new to that says, can you just tell me, like, you know, like what I'm supposed to do? Halacha is making, what does halacha mean? The paskin halacha means to make one out of many. The whole Torah Shebaal Peh is built upon machlokes. And even though we feel, when we're learning, a person might feel that, well, this is all a b'deved, and if things were the way they were supposed to be, then everything would just be clear. We would just have one mahalach. I wouldn't have to make myself crazy. There'd be a lot less volumes of the Shas if it was just one Mahalach. You don't have to go like this, back and forth. She's a Oisiv, is a Matya. One says it's Oser. One says it's Mutter. K'meshe Kosev Adonainu Marinu V'Rabbeinu Zechon L'Vorach V'Mokam Achya. So Rabbi Nachman has written about in a number of places. And then you have Bada Tzadikim, different Mahalchim, Bada Tzadikim, Machlaikas. Even within the world of Chassidus, different Mahalchim. Within the world of the Lomdim, different ways of learning. And so on and so forth. Among the Mekubalim, Machlaikas. Yisharish Machlaikas, Yatanayim HaTzadikim, Nimshach M'bechinis Tchilas HaTzimtzim Shechol HaPonoi, She'i Efshal HaSigai. At the very, very root of all of these machlekes, which it's obvious that in our learning Hashem wants us to create a path of life from all these four directions to find the Mahalach. The davke in the machlekes, through the machlekes, and to come to Hashem Echad. The root, at the root of all of these machlekes, there is the very beginning of creation. There is that empty space that's impossible for the human mind to comprehend. That Hashem kivyochel withdrew His presence, not His actual presence, but withdrew His apparent and visible presence, which was filling all existence, in order to allow there to be a world. So there is this vacuum in which physical reality came about, which Hashem, so to speak, in a certain way, stepped aside to allow there to be space for creation, because would Hashem's light shine everywhere, it would be impossible for man to exist, and then it would be impossible for there to be machlokes. There would be that one clear light of Hashem. There couldn't be any separation. There couldn't be any disagreement. And Hashem willed that there be separation and disagreement, and that human beings make shalom out of that separation. That human beings work to bring everything back to Hashem Echad. That's what Hashem Baruch wanted. So in order to allow that to happen, Hashem hid Himself. That's called the tzimtzum, the constriction at the beginning. And therefore there's a chala upon me, there's an empty space. And in that empty space, we have a choice of either remembering that really everything is one, that's what the mezuzah is for, to remember, to touch Hashem Echad, and to remember that underneath all of this, it's all God. Or the other choice is to get lost, to lose yourself in the tzimtzum, in the empty space, in the vacuum that appears to be without God, which are the four corners of existence, the four kingdoms, and so on. That's man's choice. Kamavua calls a hetev batar by al par, which Rabbi Nachman talks about at length in Samach Dal and Lakut Maran. An amazing, amazing Torah, and the inyan of chala panu and tzimtzum and so on, those things that the human mind can't possibly comprehend. On the next page, he goes into that, and we don't have time to go into the whole inyan of the chala panu. So we pick up on that a little bit later on the ice hay, because we want to focus on our inyan, which is the mezuzah. So that's on page tav kuf yud. The next you have ice hay. The next page. Zebuchadnezzar Shema Vahayim Shema. You have it? I guess page 3. Yeah. Zebuchadnezzar Shema Vahayim Shema. So we have the mezuzah, and the mezuzah consists of the parashas of Shema and Vahayim Shema. And those two parashas, as we know, Shem Kabbalos Al Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalos Al Mitzvahs. Shema is Kabbalos Al Malchus Shemayim, Hashem Echad, accepting Hashem upon us. Al Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of Hashem. Al Malchus Shemayim, that's the parasha of Shema. That's Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Hashem Echad. And Kabbalos Al Mitzvahs. V'hoyim Shema Tishma Mitzvah Yisrael. So Shema V'yahavta, and then Kabbalos Al Mitzvahs, to accept upon ourselves a life of mitzvahs, is V'hoya Im Shema Tishmu Al Mitzvah Yisai. Ki Mishtei B'chinis Eilu Nivnin Hashai Eilmas. Because we need these two, Kabbalos Al Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalos Mitzvahs, to build the 310 worlds. We now understand that on the mezuzah we have the name Shin Dalad Yud, which is the Shin Yud, the 310 worlds with the Dalad, which we are able to build for ourselves by bringing everything back to that Dalad of Hashem Echad. And that's the Shin Dalad Yud on the mezuzah. And we build these worlds through the two bechinas of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. Ki mishtei bechinas ele nivnim hashay olamis, ki ikka binyin hashay olamis haim me'or ha-seichel va-tzimtzum shalidei shtei bechinas ele. Davke, kshemis yachadim yachad betachlis ha-achtis al yodam kol ha-sogis shem chinas shay olamis kanal. That the way to build the 310 worlds with the help of the tzaddikim is from the Or HaSeichel, the light of the intellect of HaTzimtzum. We'll see in a moment more about that. Or HaSeichel VaTzimtzum. Tzimtzum, as we've learned many times, means constriction, containment, holding back. Rabbi Nosson was explaining before that Dalad Yud, which is on the mezuzah, there's the Shin and there's Dalad Yud. Dalad Yud means die. Must speak, enough, stop. And we know from Chazal that the name Shin Dalad Yud is the name of Tzimtzum. But it has in it the Shin of Seichel, of the intellect, and the Dalad Yud of Dai, of Tzimtzum, of holding back, of containment. So Rabbi Nosson explains that this is the Bechina of Shema and Vahayim Shemaya. Ki Shema hu Kabbalas Yichud Yisborch. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means accepting Yichud Yisborch, means believing in God's oneness, that everything is God. Shema Amina Be'Yisborch Shehu Echad Yochad Miyuchad, to believe that He is one, alone, it's only Him. And everything that we see in the world of Dalad with our eyes, and the confusion of that world of Dalad comes from the Tzimtzum. But everything is Hashem Echad. Therefore, Shema is said in the singular. V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha. To one person, V'ahavta, you. It's talking to one person. V'ahavta is Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol maidecha. It's said in the singular. The parasha of Shema V'ahavta, Shema. It's not Shim'u. It's talking to one Jew. Shema. V'ahavta. It's not V'ahavta. It's talking to one Jew. It's in the singular. Everything's in the singular. In Shema V'ahavta. So Rabbi Nosson explains Chol HaParsha Shel Shema Nemar B'Loshen Yochid. The reason that it's written B'Loshen Yochid in the singular is Shem Rameh Zal Etzem Or HaSeichel HaEmes Shul Kol Yochid. Because Shema, which is the Shin, which is the Oisef Seichel, means that if a person closes his eyes and enters into the world of the Seichel, of the intellect, of the mind, in that world of the Seichel, when a person, which we do by Shema, right? That's why we close our eyes by Shema. When you close your eyes and you enter into the Seichel, in the Seichel everything is one. In the brain of a Jew, you can come to that place of one. When you open your eyes, so then you see, oh, there's this, that. But with the eyes closed, the person can enter into the world of Seichel. And the Or HaSeichel, the light of the intellect, says the truth, can say the truth, can tell the true story of Hashem Echad. Shul Kulei Echad. So the parasha of Shema Vehavta is in the singular, because the singular means that a person remembers that, that the truth is that it's all one. There's only one. The only one is Hashem. And everybody, we're all, everything is one. So therefore, Shema Vehavta is in the singular. Echad. There's no such thing as the Rabbim. There's no such thing as many ways and many directions and many different views and opinions. It's all the machlokes. It's in Shema and Vehavta, in the world of the Seichel, it's one. Then when you get to the next parasha of the mezuzah, the next parasha is Vahaya im Shemaya. That's already Nemar B'Loshin Rab. Tzave Eschem Hayayim, the parasha, is written already in the plural. It's Nemar B'Loshin Rab. Zem Rami Zal Tzimtzumim Shal HaSeichel. That's hinting to the Tzimtzumim of the Seichel. The constriction of that light. In the light of unrestricted seichel, of Hashem's light being unbound and clear, everything is one. And in that emunah, everything is one. It's before there was a tzimtzum. A person can somehow climb back into that world of before the tzimtzum. The parasha of Hayim Shemaya is Meramez al Tzimtzumim Shel HaSeichel. It's the constriction of understanding, the concealment and the constriction. Sheshom Aschel B'chinis Chiluk Yedayis. That's where the confusion begins. That's where you have Machlaikas, when the mind is not shining clearly, when Hashem's presence is not obvious. Then you're coming to the Chiluki Days into machlokes into. Ki kol echad makabel haseichel shel asogis lekusis brakefum ad mishar belibay. In each person in that world of machlokes, you have Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you have Abai and Rava, you have Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, you have Ashkenaz Svard, you have Chassidim Snagdim, you have Young Israel and Agudim. Whatever you want to call the, all of these separations. Each person, kefumad mishar b'libay, each person, what he holds, what he feels in his heart, what he understands, what his view is, what his thoughts are, what his feelings are. And therefore, v'zau, v'hoyim shemoa tishmo. Here already, everybody hears things his own way. There are different ways to hear, it's in the plural. V'hoyim shemoa tishmo'u. In the plural. It begins with Shemaya in the singular. Zebuchinus Etzem HaSeichel. Etzem HaSeichel is in the singular. Shema, Shemoa, is in the singular. Bechinus Shema Yisrael HaShem HaKen HaShem HaChad. Shezebuchinus Sherish Etzem HaSeichel. The actual intellect, the true reality of HaShem Echad is in the singular of Shemoa. But Tishmu is Lashon Rabbim. This parasha is talking about Kabbalos Ol Mitzvahs. Tishmu is Lashon Rabbim. Hainu. What does it mean? It means that Tishmu Usekablu Or HaSeichel Emes Hazeh. That Hashem Baruch is telling each one of us, even though each one in this world finds his own way, his own path. But Hashem is saying, remember, Tishmu Sekablu Asechel Emes Hazeh. Remember, each one of you has to hear and to connect to that Or HaSechel HaEmes, to the light of the Seichel, of the intellect, of that truth, of that great truth that transcends all of these differences. Each person according to the tzimtzumim of his mind, that he feels that this is the way to be a Jew, this is the way, this is the only way, you have to go like this. And the other one says, no, my friend, I'm sorry, that's not the right way, this is the right way. And each person, kol echad kifitzim tsumav shabedaita kifumad the mishar b'libei v'chein hoyla kol seda parasha azayis b'loshen rabin. The whole parasha is b'loshen rabin. Lahav is Hashem elokeichem, in the plural, to love Hashem elokeichem. Not like it was in the first parasha where it's v'ahavta Hashem elokeicha. In the singular, here it's already. Lahav is Hashem elokeichem. Ulaavda b'chol levavchem, not b'chol levavcha. The second parasha, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs means no matter what tzimtzumim you're in, not to forget and to bind yourself to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are the product of all of the tzimtzumim of Hashem's infinite light. That from that infinite light, it came down to some strings and some straps, right? To the tzimtzumim of the tzitzis and of the tefillin, and the tzimtzumim of don't do this on Shabbos, don't do that on Shabbos. Well, it's tzimtzumim. Well, Cain, the parasha says, Davku Humazia. Therefore, in that parasha of the Rabbim, it's in the plural, where you could easily forget and get lost. We're warned, Yishomru Lachem, the Bershom says, Eden, be careful, be watchful, be careful. Your hearts might be led astray. You might, you know, it's one thing to be an Ashkenaz, to be a Sfarad, to be a Chosim Misnag, that's all lots of fun. But it's another thing to go, God forbid, outside of that, to slip away. So he says, Kindlech, you could slip away from the whole program. There are tzimtzumim within Yiddishkeit, you could slip out of the whole thing. You can get lost. Hishomu Lechem, because this is the world of separation, of division. Here the Ora Seichel is not shining as clearly, and that could lead, God forbid, even to Avodah Zarah, even to idolatry. She begins machlokes. Avodah Zarah is machlokes. It's the biggest machlokes in the world. Avodah Zarah. Begins cholak libam. Therefore, Hashem, in the Torah, speaks about the nations of the world, and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it's cholak libam, their hearts are divided. The God of fire, the God of water, the God of the sun, the God of the moon, the God of Wall Street, the God of the Yankees, the God of the Mets, whatever it is. It's all divided. Cholak lahem. Cholak libam. Shalehe libcha choluk alamokam. One's heart shouldn't be divided and separated. And therefore the Torah warns us in the second parasha of Vahayim Shemoa Tishmo, which is already B'loshan Rabbim, which is where there's already Tzimtzumim, where it's not so clear. K'may Shomor B'Sen Zachon Levracha Tamei Aniyim Lo Yiyah Abayis Hazeh Abadazar, Machmishahoyshamachlaikis. We see the Chazal say such a shocking thing, that in a house where there's a lot of machlaikis, God forbid, a husband and wife, there's a machlaikis, parents and children, Tameyani, it's a Pella. It would be a great wonder if this house will not end up being a place of Abadazar. That can change into a house where there's machlaikis, a house where there's a machlaikis can become a house of idol worship. How it could easily slip from just machlokes into avodah zarah, to go totally off the chart, when things can become completely beyond control. When the infinite light of the seichel of that Hashem Echad enters into the tzimtzumim, into the constrictions of this world, of each person according to his way of receiving God's light, then people go off to the four directions. Each one goes off in his way. Shiaseh kol echad kifum ad mishar b'libei, each person according to what his heart feels and understands. And from there comes machlokes. From there comes Besham and Besilo, Chesed and Gvur, different ways of feeling God, of experiencing God. in the world of tzimtzumim, of constriction and concealment. And from there is the shorish of machloikas. Alkein sham tzichin lezor ma'oid v'machloikas gomer chas v'shalom. Therefore, you have to be very careful, because there's machloikas l'shem shemayim. There's the beautiful machloikas in the Gemara, the Mishnah. There's the beautiful machloikas between Jews who are arguing in the Beis Medrash. But if you don't accept upon yourself all mitzvahs, if you don't accept upon yourself all malchus shemayim and all mitzvahs, the machloikas can spill out from the Beis Medrash into the home. The husband and wife are fighting. The children are fighting. The Jews are arguing and fighting with each other. The fighting in the Beis Medrash is a fighting of Kedusha. It's the machlokas which is l'shem shemayim, to come to that oneness of God, to understand halacha, to understand God's truth. That's gewaldic. But the machlokas, yishomer lechem, be careful where this could lead to. You can get lost in the four corners of the world, in the tzimtzumim of disagreement, of debate. And the debate can lead beyond the debates of the Gemara and the Mishnah. And could lead Shubachinus of Azara to that world which is called Cholak Libam, of total separation and confusion, which is the world of Avadazara, which is the opposite of Shindalad Yud, of Seichel and Dai. Of that seichel of Hashem and the dalad yud of containment, of tzimtzumim, of this world remaining together intact, where the two parashas of Shema V'Ahavta and V'Hayim Shemaya, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, with the shin yud of the 310 Olamos and the dalad, the Dal, the four ways are brought back into the Shin Yud to create the Shin Dalad Yud. V'zeh v'samtem es devarei eila al levavchem. Place these words upon your hearts. Shetasimu devarei eila shani mazir eschem. The Baruch Shalom is saying, take these warnings that I'm giving you. Al amunas yichudiyas baruch v'kabolas mitzvayisav on the amun of Hashem. In Shema V'Ahavta and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, a commitment to mitzvahs in the world of Tzimtzumim, in the parasha of Ahaya in Shemot Tishmu. Tasimu al levavchem shekolecha kefi hashir shebelibo. Place it upon your heart, your hearts. Each person according to what his heart tells him, and to the way that his heart draws him. Yikabel devarei eila. Hashem is warning us, accept, understand, and accept what I'm telling you. Hainu afa pisha shir shebelev kalachan mashulam uchulam mechaver, even though your heart seems to be telling you something different than the other guy's heart. Afa pichain, al tasur chasu shalom. L'sasur achrei levavchem achrei nechem. Don't be misled. Don't be drawn away from Hashem Echad. Into machloikas, that's machloikas that destroys, machloikas of galus. Aydezeh, the tzad acha chalila could lead you to another side, to be, God forbid, connected to the sitra acha, to the other side, not the side of holiness, but to the side of the four galus, the four kingdoms of galus. The tzad machloikas gomer, v'avodazor chasashal. Be careful, shalom bayis, shalom bayis, raktakablu, tasimu dvari eila alavavchem. Place these words, alavavchem, whatever your heart is, come to this seichel of the emes, the truth of Hashem Echad. Da'anu lachzor tamid, to always return, to always come back to this echad, to this oneness. L'mekor ha'achdus, to the source of all oneness. Leido l'hamin, to know and to believe. Shekol ha'shinui deis, to know that all of the different views. V'kol ha'machloikis, and all machloikis, v'chol ha'tzimtzumim, and all the tzimtzum kulam shavim ha'malkim echad. Everything, underneath everything, it's Hashem Echad, and all rivers run to the sea of Hashem Echad. Ki ha'kol nimshach menis baruch ha'kanah. Because everything comes from Him, as we learned. Va'al Kain, the last page, and therefore Va'al Kain, Linyan Kriyas HaMezuzah seen b'Lashon Yachid. Then it's amazing. Then after all of this, when the parasha comes back, and the Vahayim Shematishma comes back to the mitzvah mezuzah, it goes back to the singular, and it says Uchsav Tam. That's in the plural, but then it says Al Mezuzos Beisecha. In the singular, comes back to one house, Beisecha, not Bateichem. Comes back to one house. Uchsavtam amazuzos beisecha. Kibay is a knufya de koila. Because what's a house? A house is the gathering place of everybody. That's where everybody comes together. During the day, the husband's here, the wife's there, the kids, this one's that. The bayis is that place that brings everybody together. Kibay is a knufya de koila. And that's the tikkun habayis, the mezuzah. Without the mezuzah, you could have people living under one roof, but they have nothing in common with each other. One has nothing to do with the other. The mezuzah tells you that Hashem echad, av echad l'kulanu. The mezuzah says to you that everything is one. Without the mezuzah, you could be in one house, you could be in one apartment, you could be in one room, and you're a million miles away from the person. There's no shalom bayis. The mezuzah is shalom bayis. The mezuzah is Hashem Echad. The mezuzah is that reminder that when you come into your house, you're coming back into that or haseichel, the light of the intellect, before the tzimtzum of everything being one. And even though we might have differences on the outside, but underneath it's Hashem Echad. And when you go out of the house into the world and you touch the mezuzah, you hold yourself from falling into the machlokes and the avodah zarah of the world outside of the arba kanfei ha'aretz, and therefore mezuzah returns to mezuzah's beisecha in the singular. Kibayis knufi de kula ki ze ikat tikkun habayis aydei mezuzah shaydei ze habayis bebechinas shalom bayis. Through the mezuzah there's shalom bayis. Obviously it doesn't work if you don't live with what the mezuzah is. You could have people walking around hanging mezuzahs on their necks and they hate each other. That's not going to help it. You have a mezuzah. Not that those things have any really, mezuzahs in them, but that used to be, I don't even think people do that anymore. There used to be years ago that people liked to wear mezuzahs. The mezuzah is dafka by the doorpost of the house. We understand why. So then when there's shalom bayis, then it's bechinas kibbutz v'asifas kol hadayis v'mechalokas yachad. The mezuzah is there to bring all the different views and opinions of the second parasha, V'hayim Shema Tishmu, to bring them all back. Each person has his own heart. But the tachlis is to make shalom out of the machlokes, and to have Hashem Echad on the door, and the Shin Yud with the Dalad, and the Shin Dalad Yud of the Seichel, and the Tzimtzumim, everything on the doorpost, so that when you come there, it's only one house, and everything in the house is one. And the shalom bayis, which begins kibbutz vasifas kol hades mechalokas yachid, to bring together all the different dayis, all the different views and opinions together. Shekulam yikolulu begins achdus v'shalom. That's what shalom means. Shalom doesn't mean when two people are exactly the same and they agree. That's not shalom. Shalom is when two people have very different ways of thinking and feeling, and they make one out of that. That's why shalom bayis, everybody knows that a man and a woman are completely different, even though in modern times they've tried to erase those differences. A man and a woman are opposites. There's eish, mayim and eish, chesed and gevura, the mamish opposites. So Hashem Zbach wanted that you should spend your life with something that's the opposite of you. It's odd. It would be easier to live with your charusa. Please, live with your charusa. Your best friend. You live with your best friend. It's mechaya. You know what? We agree on everything. It's gewaldig. But the Baruch Shalom didn't want that. The Baruch Shalom Davka created a world in which he wanted that there should be an Eza Kenegdoi, a Kenegdoi, Eisha Mayim. Gvura Chesed, a woman, a man, Machlaikas. The Baruch Shalom wants to make Shalom, that we should make Shalom out of Machlaikas. The same as Oysa Shalom, who Yasa Shabbalain. And even though these are two totally different ways, the husband and the wife, how's that possible? And wouldn't it have been easier to just be with a chaver? And there wouldn't be this whole taiva of a man and a woman. And people would be with, you'd be your whole life with someone with the same views and the same opinions, and it'd be one big yeshiva, one big bismedrish. But Shemdavka makes such a bria that it should be a husband and wife. It should be an ezek kenegda, that avoida of making one out of two. See, it's a tremendous, tremendous avoida. Like the famous mice, by Kuznets and by the Kuznets of Eniklach, to have a shalom bayis kugel, because there was a mice. It's a whole mice of this. A husband and wife, they came to Kuznets of Magid. They wanted to get a divorce. They were a nice couple, and they wanted to get a divorce. And the Magid said, "What's the matter? What do you have? What's the machlokes?" The machlokes is when he holds that the kugel is supposed to be after the fish, she holds the kugel is supposed to be before the fish. In his house it was after the fish, and her house was before the fish on Shabbos. And he said, "We can't live like this. I have to have a get." So Krishna Magid said, "We'll have one kugel. We'll have two kugels. We'll have a kugel before the fish and a kugel after the fish." And there are, from that mishpach, from after Magid himself did that afterwards, that he had two kugels. He said to his wife to make, there should be a shalom bayis kugel.
Which one is the shalom bayis?
The stam is the one before normally the kugels after the shalom. But to have a shalom bayis kugel. Well, there was also machlekes like that. Also was something with food. Two knedlach, one knedlach. There's also the Ivy saw the Abderav. I don't remember the mice now. There's also a fight with the two knedlachs, and he was upset. And how come it's not two? And she says there's only one knedlach in the soup. And they're fighting about this also. They can get. And the Abderav said to make a big knedlach, that's like two. It'll make one knedl, but he said to the husband, "But this will be so big, it'll be two knedl in one." That's the meaning of shalom bayis, is to make the two knedl into one. A shalom bayis kugel. You're laughing. It's a funny thing. I told this to you once. We had years ago. We were in a bungalow. This goes back when we first married. I was a rebbe there in the bungalow colony. For the kids, for the boys, and there was a bungalow near us. Next to there was, you know, the bungalow colony. It's not so posh to hide when there's problems with shalom bayis. You know, it's not so posh. In the city, you close your windows, you lock the doors. Even then, sometimes it leaks out. But in the bungalow, it's like, I'm talking about the old kind of bungalows. These are old bungalows. Everything is like, you know. Yeah, the whole bungalow colony here is this machlokes. So there were a lot of like quiet fights, you know, trying to keep it quiet going on. But there was this one machlokes in the bungalow next to us. There was a machlokes. I'm telling you the truth, that he went into she sent him into town to go shopping, and he comes back. They were yelling at each other in the bungalow next door, and my wife is friends with her. There was such screaming going on, and the children, my wife went and took the children, the little children, to come to us, just to clear the bungalow out, next door, and these two are going at it. What was the machlokes? Telling it badness. The machlokes was chocolate and vanilla. She sent him to go get groceries in Monticello. He comes back with a thing of chocolate ice cream. A tub of chocolate ice cream. And she said, Russia, because you know that I like vanilla. Why couldn't you buy vanilla ice cream? So that was the same thing my wife is trying to say to him. Bianca, there's a thing that they make with chocolate and vanilla. They have these things, you know, with chocolate and vanilla. And you know your wife likes that, so vanilla, so why are you just buying chocolate? So next time, promise your wife, next time. And these were grown people. And he's actually a chashuva person, a chashuva people. There was koilus abrokim, like my mom had seen it, except not to receive the Torah. You understand what was going on over there? And it was short, we didn't know what happened. They start like throwing things and yelling and chocolate and vanilla. Of course, there are things underneath the flavors. There are things underneath. It's not just that. There's stuff underneath the flavors. Right. You know, it could have been, this is strawberry. Yeah. So, so what's the mezuzah? To make shalom bayis. So begins he bezcha bezvad lechacham and bezvad. So begins mashacham is kabsam is asven leis a bias beshvil la'ayin betikin and bedino chayetze shader shakol echad oy medai to kvi sichle ve'achakach machvin ben deis kulam umesaktem takon. This is a ikke shem bezavad. What does it mean that you have to be a gathering place for the chacham? Is that the chacham? What do the chacham come like the cousins of Magen of Yisrael and like my wife that time? The chacham come and they go and they say okay rabbi service. Let's try to figure out a mahalach over here to make shalom bayis. To take the different views and to make into one. That's the shalom bayis. That's what the chachamim do. So she beis kol echad miYisrael. She beis a beis vada chacham. That means it should be a gathering place of the sages. Of chachma. B'chachma yibon a bayis. Tan shebe beisai yeh nimshech ha-shalom and ha-chacham ha-cholkim medaitim sha-kol b'shvil tikun ha-ilom l'netzach b'chines zoysi ha-binyin beisa shehu b'chines ha-achro v'ha-shalom and ha-machlogis nimshech shosh b'chol ha-ponik ha-gdei shem ha-minim shebe-emes ha-kol echad, to bring the clarity of ha-kol echad, of everything being one and making shalom out of the machlogis. That's the way of the chacham, because the machlogis and of the chacham are all to come to the truth of serving God. When you have in the Mishnah the Gemara arguing, it's all to come to God's truth. And as a result of that, Lamar, we don't have time just to finish Lamar. Yibu Yumeichem, Allah Domash Nishbashon Lamsechem, Kimei Shemaim El Haaretz, that Hashem promises to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Kimei Shemaim El Haaretz, such an amazing word, Kimei Shemaim El Haaretz, Shemaim El Haaretz, the heaven and the earth, to bring back together those two worlds, the world of Shemaim, which is the Or HaSeichel, the clarity of Hashem, and the world of Haaretz, of the earth, which is the Tzimtzumim and the Arba Kanfes Ha'aretz, Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz, which is the promise of the end of time, of the Jewish people returning, the Arba Kanfes Ha'aretz, from the four corners of the world to the Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is that place where we're supposed to see clearly. Right now it's a place still of terrible machlokes, but it will be that in that place that the oneness of Hashem will be revealed through David Malka Mashiach, through the dialogue of Yehuda, of Mashiach ben David, through everything returning to the oneness, the way that it's supposed to be, the way that it was created to be. Kimei Shemayim V'aretz, Begula Shavah Mikas, Mehevi Amen.